the defense to play, win with special teams. This team can be as competitive as any other team in the NFC. Nick Foles is a guy who started in this league, and we saw with the plays yesterday at the end of the game, he's poised, he understands his offense, and this team can still be very formidable in the playoffs.
Patriots clinched the AFC East title with a win over the Dolphins on Monday Night Football, 8:30 Eastern, ESPN TV. At today's introductory news conference with the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton, brutally honest about his former team, said there was no structure with the Marlins, there was a different direction every spring, and that Marlins fans should watch from afar if they're going to watch at all. NBA, Boston's Kyrie Irving has a bruised quad, so he will not play tonight against the Bulls in Chicago.
This holiday season, Upside.com is giving all business travelers the gift of a better business travel experience. Just book your next business trip at Upside.com to enjoy a level of customer service you've never had before. You deserve a better business trip. Upside.com.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
AutoZone presents Max Performance. AutoZone knows better engine performance means taking it to the max. Max fuel economy, max engine life, and yeah, max savings. And it all starts with the right fuel treatment. That's why right now you can save on STP gas treatment and get two for $5. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in the store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. 506 pass yards and two touchdowns from Big Ben as the Steelers clinched the AFC North by beating Baltimore 39-38. Philadelphia topped the Rams, but it came at a cost. Carson Wentz left the game with an ACL injury, and the Eagles fear he may miss the rest of the season. Carolina's ground game carried the Panthers to victory over the Vikings 31-24, and in whiteout conditions, Shady McCoy ran the Bills past the Colts in overtime 13-7. Detroit outlasted Tampa 24-21, Green Bay escaped Cleveland in overtime 27-21, and Dallas controlled the G-men in the Meadowlands 30-10. The Chiefs snapped a four-game losing streak by beating the Raiders 26-15. The Titans fell to the Cardinals 12-7. The Chargers dominated the Redskins 30-13. And the Jaguars edged out the Seahawks 30-24. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
504, welcome back. Welcome in. Hour number two of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, stop on by KGYMradio.com. Vote in our poll question today, which has to do with recently minted Hall of Famer Jack Morris. Which team comes to mind first when you think of Jack Morris? The Tigers, the Twins, or the Blue Jays? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. He wasn't with the Twins very long, but he pitched in one of the greatest games in that franchise's history, Game 7 of the 1991 World Series. Jack Morris and teammate Alan Trammell going into the Hall of Fame. We'll see who else goes in with them next month when the BBWAA announces the Hall of Fame results. Right now, he's a Hall of Famer in our eyes. Mac McCausland joining the program. I guess that's a as good of a sell as you're ever going to get from me, Mac, the fact that you're a Hall of Famer in our eyes.
Now, I got to understand which Hall of Fame you're talking about. I mean, you know, there are, never mind, but there's several categories I'm not sure I want to be a Hall of Famer. Now, check it out. Wasn't Jack Morris with the Tribe? Didn't he pitch the Tribe?
He ended his career with Cleveland, but it's not like there was a ton to hang his hat on there, so I left him off.
No, but that's very disappointing. You are a journalist.
Okay.
And you name the other teams, like that's where he became famous, rather than his career. Just pointing it out.
Okay, you're the second person to refer to me as a journalist today, too. I'm getting a little nervous about that. I don't know what I am when I'm behind the microphone here, but do we know what the Hawkeyes are at this point? They snapped that four-game losing streak yesterday, but they did it against a team that was 2-7 coming into Carver Hawkeye Arena, a team that they were supposed to beat, should beat, and they did beat them 91-60. Your thoughts after watching Iowa yesterday?
After watching Iowa yesterday on that game, I was very pleased to see, I'll call it the rebound, I was pleased to see a freshman dominate the game in Garza. And then for me, as a father of a player, to have Connor come in and play better than solid and fill a position that the Hawks struggle in just made me feel good. Because I think, at least for a while, that takes the pressure off Connor, takes the pressure off his dad. You go out and get 3, 4, 5 assists. You shoot the right shot, and you play, you're in the teens as far as minutes, when you've had mono, you don't feel well, you're weak, you're definitely not Big Ten ready. I thought Connor was just terrific for a lot of reasons.
Does he have the chance to garner more minutes and even give Jordan Bohannon a little bit more of a breather during the course of the game than he gets already? Because we're seeing Jordan Bohannon work extra hard on the offensive end to get shots, having to guard somebody's best player, and sometimes he looks a little bit exhausted out on the basketball court.
No question in my mind. I know how Coach McCaffrey works his plays, and he loves to have guys come off screens. Well, that could be Jordan, and then he has the quickest release maybe in the Big Ten or one of the 3 or 4 best. So now you get him to come off screens and Connor to be able to do pick and roll on the other side. And I think people already don't maybe appreciate the fact he's 6'5", maybe 6'6", but his length, he'll be able to throw the ball and make passes that even Jordan wouldn't be able to do. So I'm looking at that to be a very good backcourt. And once again, you got a freshman, a sophomore. This team will only get better. Now, how much better? I mean, they've dug themselves a hole. I don't think there's any question about that to get to the NCAA. But you've still got a lot of Big Ten games left, and they will mature. I don't think there's any question. You know, the Nunji and the type of player we're going to see out of him, he could be a 3, 4, or 5. At the end of the year. So I just think you're going to see some really good things.
I do want to talk about Nunji in just a little bit, but I want to stick with lengthy guards. And I look at Meishi Daly, and you still see a guy that's trying to find his way and gain some confidence. But has his ability, not only shooting the basketball, but that 6'7 frame and the length, garnered him more minutes?
Yeah. I mean, he's one of my favorite players. When you talk upside, I love his attitude. I love his facial expression. Miss a shot, make a shot. It's pretty much all the same. But now he's making shots. He's making 2 or 3 a game. And, you know, his wingspan is 7'2 or 7'3. And as soon as he learns to be aggressive with it at the defensive end, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be awfully tough for the Hawkeyes. And, again, I don't know if it'll be this year, but for sure moving forward, because this is really his freshman year. I mean, getting minutes at a high level against good competition, what can he do? And And that's why I look at this whole team and say, I think they could be something special for sure a year from now. We just got to give them a little chance to grow into their, pajamas a little bit here and make it exciting rather than go to sleep on them. And they think, nobody likes us, nobody cares for us. You just can't have that.
Is Fran McCaffrey onto something with Luka Garza coming off the bench?
I don't know what their conversation was. And Todd, I think that is the critical thing, to sit down. And we know that in the last 2 years, Nicholas Bear had discussions with coaches. And, do you want to start? Do you want to, come off the bench? How do you feel? And it had no effect, obviously, on Bear, because he was the most productive sixth man in the conference. I think you look at Luka, he's a pretty intense kid when you're around him. So maybe having him come off the bench lets him relax. And a couple of the coaches, maybe the coach that has the scouting report, would say, Luka, you just get as low as you can because you can school this guy. Or they'll say, Luka, you got to get ready to pick and pop, because they will not come get you. So he doesn't have to think about it. So, again, not knowing what the coaches say, but obviously the results were pretty good.
I talked to him after the game was over, Mac, and if he was upset about coming off the bench, you really couldn't tell. He strikes me as a freshman who just wants to help the team win, and he certainly answered in a big way yesterday, a very impressive performance. The other guy that I think maybe opened some eyes yesterday, Isaiah Moss, has been pretty impressive here as well for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and he is a guy, I think, that will be a little up and down all year. Once again, we knew we were young last year, but we were young with guys that played a lot of minutes. Obviously Bohannon, frontline guys. And when you look at seeing Isaiah, he did not have a lot of minutes, and certainly not critical minutes, with Peter Jock. So I think this is really his freshman year. And as he marches, forward, he's going to have a lot more confidence. And, he takes good shots, but I think the finish is going to be critical. And to me, he and maybe Macy Daly, but I think him, just because he's more physical, better built, is the best finisher around the rim coming from a wing.
Now, Mac, with that game at Iowa State, there were a lot of positives to draw on, but the one thing that kind of has been a reoccurring theme all season has been the turnovers. Why, in your opinion, has this team struggled turning the basketball over?
Well, again, we'll go back and, this is not to critique anybody, but Jordan Bohannon, and I think we saw it last night just in his play, feels comfortable doing either one. But when you make him the playmaker, it's a little tougher. And I think the other turnovers, they really came at him just as they did down in the Caymans. One or two guys, either A, to give it up, or B, try and make a pass that somebody else could steal. So I just think it's a matter of physical size and experience. And, if Connor can, get back, and there's no better time than now in the sense of you got 2 to 3 weeks that you can really work on your game, work on your stamina, go work out, and hopefully you still win, 3 out of 3 or 2 out of 3 for the rest of the month. But then I think Connor could be ready for Big Ten, and he is a Big Ten heady IQ player.
Talking a little Hawkeye hoops and then some with Mac McCausland, as we do during the 5 o'clock hour every Monday. We're not going to get a chance to chat with you until after the Hy-Vee Classic this weekend in Des Moines. So Iowa gets Drake. Iowa State draws UNI. Obviously, a pretty interesting matchup between the Cyclones and the Panthers. What do you see being the keys for both teams?
Who can dictate who they are? And right now, I would say UNI, over the last 3 weeks, has found themselves as to who they are. And I think they beat the Cyclones in a very good game. by two or three. But the other side of it is the Cyclones are finding themselves to be a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more, I'll call it Big 12, force you to do some things. But their experience still is not quite the same as you and I when you talk a unit. So it'll be interesting, but I'm gonna stick with Jake on this one.
All right, Mac, we've got a couple questions from listeners on the text line. One of them is looking forward to the Drake-Minnesota game tonight on the Big Ten Network, and I was wondering if you could give us a preview, since you are familiar with both of those teams. What do we expect tonight on the BTN?
I really have admired Drake and the coaching job that's being done there because of where they were, the talent they had. That is a true culture change in a very short period of time. But I just think Minnesota and Richard Pitino, they put together an awfully impressive group. Although I will say I did watch Minnesota and Nebraska, and it's a good thing I didn't bet anything because you'd have not been able to find me. I'd have been in bankruptcy court because that just was not the Minnesota team I expected. There's not the Minnesota team I thought wanted to challenge for a 1-2-3 position. So it'll be interesting to see if they can make that bounce back. But I love Murphy, Mason. They are just really good, experienced, big-time college players.
Another question, same texter, by the way, 3530, friend of the program, wants to know your favorite Big Ten arenas and what you like about them. Your favorite place to watch games.
If you're talking now, because I will tell you, one of the favorites I had was the old Penn State Rep Building. I mean, it was kind of a pregnant high school. It held just like 7,000-8,000 people. I mean, when you walked in, you could just smell basketball for 50 years. But that's not, you know, an applicable place, and now it's gone absolutely the opposite, where Bryce Jordan is more like just a big hallway. But anyway, no question, Iowa, when it's filled and excited. Minnesota, again, I love old school. I think everybody knows that. And, I mean, whoever came up with the idea of building a floor 3 feet above the cement area, I've never actually found out who that is, so you can do some research, see if you can find that out. And then Tom Izzo's, you know, his zone is probably his most creative, very good as anybody in the Big Ten. And I would have said, again, 10 years ago, Indiana just, I mean, speaks basketball. But right now, if you said, hey, take me to the most fun arena to go to in the Big Ten, I'm going to take you to Michigan State. If you say the most fun arena in the country, I'm going to take you to Wichita State.
Now, Mac, I want to return very briefly to the Iowa Hawkeyes. I told you I was going to ask about him. Jack Nungy, are we seeing him get more and more comfortable and more confident these past couple of weeks?
I don't think any question. I mean, you just watch him, and where I like to watch kids is in terms of, like you say, nervousness or confidence, is when they go to the free throw line, because that's where they are on stage. That's where 12,000, 15,000 people see him. That's where, and a lot of people don't know it, but there'll be a little barking or maybe a little bit of an insult from an opponent at the free throw line. And, you know, now it's like you got to step to the line, you got a few seconds, and you got to make a shot. And Nungy has probably done that, honestly, is better than anybody on the team, or certainly right there with Bohannon. And then when you see him out there playing, I don't see any panic. I don't see any forced issues. Actually, I wish he would force himself a little bit more, because I think he has skills and talent to really turn some things around from a wing position.
All right, Mac, we appreciate it as always, and what are you going to do this week with no Hawkeye basketball waiting for next Saturday?
Let me think about this. Can I go to the Caymans again? No. Maybe you and I are going to have to meet up, and we could have a checkers match. You ever thought about that?
I haven't played checkers in a really long time. Now there's a checkers. There's a tavern by that name here in Cedar Rapids. If you want to get together and have a drink, I'm all for that. But
a drink anyway.
All right, man. You should come. Guys. You should come to New York City with me for the Pinstripe Bowl.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, me and dozens of Iowa fans. It's going to be great.
How's our budget doing?
It's not your budget. It's my personal budget. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to see. You got to remember, Big Ten basketball will be in New York in 3 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Madison Square Garden. That's the reason why we had to play Penn State and Indiana as early as Iowa did. Thanks a lot, Jim Blaney.
So I will invite you to go to the Big Ten tournament with me on the same budget you have.
All right. Well, we'll both be flying solo then. How about that? And by the way, Mac, I looked up the stats for Jack Morris. 23 starts in an Indians uniform in 1994. A 5.60 ERA. I think he had 10 wins as an Indian. So
I was just going to say, I thought he won a fair number. Like you say, 10, 12 wins. That's pretty good considering he was playing for Cleveland.
Yeah, that was right before they got really good, 94.
Right.
Then the strike happened, and then they came back in 96. He had Albert Bell and Eddie Murray and all those guys. Good mix of veterans and rookies. Jim Tomei. All right, we're not talking baseball with you, Mac. Otherwise, we'd be here for another hour. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Talk next week.
Mac sounds increasingly more and more thrilled each time that he joins us.
So thrilled.
It's tough. This is a bad time of year to be talking basketball because you get these matchups, Iowa State, Alcorn State, Iowa Southern. Iowa's got Southern Utah on the schedule as well in the coming weeks.
It's just frustrating, I guess, for all of us here to see the excitement around the Iowa basketball team kind of get sucked out of the season before really it even starts. We didn't think that this season was going to really start until the Big Ten schedule or this stretch run where they played four major conference teams in a row. But the two losses in the Cayman Islands and the increasing frustration around the basketball team, mixed with a thrilling, as you said, dozens of people visiting New York for the Pinstripe Bowl. A little bit of slow times around Eastern Iowa right now.
You can say that again. We've got tickets to see RCC Volume 14 MMA at the U.S. Cellular Center. And we're going to give those to you sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. The bouts, 10 of them, so it should be a good night of entertainment at the U.S. Cellular Center Friday, December 29th. So you can go to the Pinstripe Bowl, and then you can hurry back to Cedar Rapids and check out RCC Volume 14 MMA at the U.S. Cellular Center. We're going to give you a chance to win those tickets, a pair of those tickets, before 7 o'clock tonight. 5:24, we'll step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have another big board update for you. And bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little hot stove and, in particular, a major transaction over the weekend that completely shifts the power dynamic. See what I did there? In the American League East and the National League East. Back with more after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Often these beauties were received in a Hertine and Stocker box on Christmas morning. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, aquamarine. Colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. In fact, any one of these rare beauties would make an unforgettable holiday gift this year. So come see what's sparkling in those famous frosty windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish happy holidays and a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
Great gift ideas come from Iowa Book, with one-of-a-kind gifts from your one-of-a-kind bookstore. The feel-good story this football season is now carried with the Wave t-shirt. Iowa Book has the Wave t-shirts for $9.99 and is still able to share a portion of the sale with the Iowa Children's Hospital. Iowa Book also offers a postal substation and free gift wrap. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Postal substation. It's that time of year. Don't go to the actual post office. Try to find a different outlet if you need to pick up stamps or something. Oh, man. I had a package I had to mail off the other day, and I went to the post office, and I thought it was, oh, this is not a peak time. It was like 2:45, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 25 deep in line.
I'm not trying to sound like an idiot millennial, as some may call me.
Do people still use? Are you going to ask if people still use the post office?
No.
Okay.
What is a postal substation? Is that something you find in like a grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can sell you stamps. They can take your packages and your letters and everything, and then the post office comes and picks them up. But yeah.
Just not the actual post office one you see.
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me if people still use the post office.
No, I know. How else are you going to ship your items that you get from eBay and such?
Speaking of, no, I don't want to get into that. Got a very nice shipment today, adding to the collection in the sports office. I don't have room for all this stuff at home. I'm going to have to start bringing it in here. That'll just upset people even more. 5:28, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named the Lott Impact Trophy Award winner yesterday, which goes to the nation's best defensive impact player. Today, both he and cornerback Josh Jackson were named first-team All-Americans by the Associated Press and the Football Writers Association. You take those and combine them with their selections from the Walter Camp Foundation, and both of them are now consensus All-Americans. Hawkeye safety Brandon Snyder was arrested over the weekend and faces a charge for driving under the influence. That happened early Sunday morning, and Coach Kirk Ferentz says the team is aware of the incident, though no definitive discipline has been reported yet. Iowa basketball snapped its 4-game losing streak yesterday against Southern University, 91-60. Luca Garza had a strong game off the bench, leading the team with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Isaiah Moss and Jack Nungy also hit double digits, but maybe the most notable performance was the debut of freshman Connor McCaffrey. He had 5 points, 4 assists with only 1 turnover and 3 rebounds. On the other end of the spectrum, Iowa State moved its winning streak to 7 straight with a win over Alcorn State yesterday, 78-58. Donovan Jackson led with 25 points, Lindell Wigginton had 16, and freshman Cameron Lard had a 15-point, 11-rebound double-double. The Cyclones are now 7-2. Tonight after our show, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And when that wraps up, we'll join the Patriots and Dolphins on Monday Night Football. We're also going to have Washington, Iowa traveling to Iowa City Liberty for boys basketball beginning at 7:30 on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
How would you like to go to the U.S. Cellular Center to take in some MMA? Again, we've got tickets for RCC Volume 14 MMA. It is December 29th. It's a Friday night at the U.S. Cellular Center. Caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. You're going to take home those tickets. A 10-bout card featuring the Dr. Joe Vidipo, Lisbon's Outlaw, Zach Light, and the Native Warrior Tyrone Roberts live mixed martial arts cage fight action at the U.S. Cellular Center December 29th. A pair of tickets going out to caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. 1600. Giancarlo Stanton, much to the surprise of everybody in the baseball world, on the move. Well, that wasn't the big surprise, but it's where he's moving to that caught everybody off guard. It wasn't to the Giants or the Cardinals. He's going to be a New York Yankee. What's that mean moving forward, and what did Giancarlo Stanton have to say about his old team? That and more on the way after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, a tough break for the Eagles. NFL MVP favorite quarterback Carson Wentz will be out the rest of the season because of a torn ACL. Nick Foles takes over the reins for Philadelphia, which has a one-game lead for the top spot in the NFC. Jets QB Josh McCown will have season-ending surgery on a broken hand. Bryce Petty starts Sunday against the Saints. Patriots clinched their ninth straight AFC East title with a victory over the Dolphins on Monday Night Football, 8:30 Eastern, ESPN TV, and the ESPN app. Baseball, Giancarlo Stanton, all smiles at his introductory news conference with the Yankees, says he's excited to be in New York, willing to play any position. He also took some parting shots at his former team, the Marlins.
No structure, no stamp of this is how things are going to be. It's a different direction every spring training. You got to learn something new every spring, a different manager every spring, every middle of the season.
Giancarlo Stanton, he added, he let Marlins CEO Derek Jeter know he did not want to be part of any rebuild in Miami. NBA Celtics star Kyrie Irving, bruised quad, won't play tonight against the Bulls.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews. That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
At Amazon, we've got millions of toys and games to choose from this holiday. For kids of all ages. From the classics, to new ideas, to the must-have hits. So, whether you're buying for creative kids, competitive kids, or, well, grown-up kids, visit Amazon for all the toys and games you need and give a little love this holiday. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25, only at Amazon.
Give a little bit of my love to you.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
You get such an amazing shave using a Dollar Shave Club razor with their shave butter that you'll want to use their other products too. They make stuff for your hair, face, skin, and shower, and they deliver it to you. They even have gift memberships and e-cards available. And right now, you can get your first month of the club's best razor along with travel versions of their shave butter, body cleanser, and butt wipes for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. Get it all exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/jones.
5:35, we've reached the halfway point tonight, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Welcome back in. Todd Brommelkamp along with Alex Kuhn taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Which team comes to mind when you think of Jack Morris? We give you three of the four teams that he played for, much to the chagrin of resident Cleveland Indians fan and Monday guest Mac McCausland, but it was 1 year, the last year of his career. He wasn't particularly good, and he was over the hill. So I left the Indians off. My bad. The Tigers, the Twins, or the Blue Jays, those are your options. Plenty of options if you stop into Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Jack Morris and Alan Trammell going into the Hall of Fame, getting the requisite number of votes from a modern-day era group of panelists. I think they needed 12 votes out of the 16 members for induction. Ted Simmons, a longtime catcher, came through Cedar Rapids in the Cardinals system on his way to the big leagues. One vote shy. He had 11 votes. He almost made it in as well. Those two guys are going to join whoever it is that the Baseball Writers Association of America decides to open the doors for. The BBWAA Cooperstown voting will be revealed next month. A guy that very well could someday wind up in Cooperstown, especially now that he's going to be playing in the biggest media market in the country for one of the most popular teams in the country, Giancarlo Stanton, a newly minted New York Yankee, introduced today at the baseball winter meetings. Both San Francisco and St. Louis reportedly had deals in place with the Marlins, and he said no, no go, find somebody else. And Derek Jeter had to turn to his former team, the Yankees. Brian Cashman and the Yankees felt like they had the Marlins in a tight spot. They knew that they needed to deal Stanton, wanted to deal him, so they take on a large portion of that contract and send a couple mid-level prospects back. And the next thing you know, they've got not one but two guys in their 2018 lineup who hit 50 or more homers in 2017, Giancarlo Stanton and American League Rookie of the Year Aaron Judge.
Is Derek Jeter now the most loved Yankee of all time?
The best meme that I saw over the weekend was Derek Jeter still helping the Yankees win World Series titles. They are the favorite, by the way, according to odds makers in Las Vegas. I think you can get them at 5-1 right now to win the series in 2018.
So let me recap for those that don't know what has happened over the past 3 or 4 months. So obviously, Derek Jeter retires from baseball, not in the last 3 or 4 months. Is part of a very small part of an ownership group that buys the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, man, I don't have a whole lot of money here. I can afford one can of beer in the 12 pack.
Yes, they don't have enough money to buy the Marlins, but he's going to be the face of this group that buys the Marlins and makes some of the decisions. He comes in, cleans house, fires everybody, including Jeff Conine and Jack McKeon, and tries to bring them back for pennies on the dollar. And says that they're going to lower payroll because they clearly don't have enough money to run the team for the $1.2 billion, billion they bought it for. They want to trade Giancarlo Stanton to either the Giants or the Cardinals. He has a full no-trade clause. Those two teams would have given the best package in return to Miami, and Giancarlo Stanton says no, so he trades him back to the New York Yankees. And the rich get richer for two mid-level prospects and Starlin Castro
and a huge chunk of money.
So that's what's happened. Now New York has what was already a very promising major league roster, a very promising farm system, and now the best power hitter in the major leagues.
Jeff Passan at Yahoo Sports had a tweet over the weekend that said, the backstory of the Giancarlo Stanton trade is bonkers. Miami threatened that if he didn't accept a trade to St. Louis or San Francisco, he would be a Marlin for life. He called their bluff, and because of it, he is a New York Yankee. My question to you is, the Giants and the Cardinals both had deals worked out for him. He's got a full no trade clause. He nixed going to either one of those places because he said they were not built to win right now. The Cardinals just missed going to the postseason last year.
Yes, 2 years in a row.
How can you look at them and say that they're not built to win right now? Granted, they weren't in the postseason last year, but it's not as if that team is in a complete and total rebuild right now. And if you go there, you could put them over the top and win. Cardinals fans, I want to know how that makes you feel that Giancarlo Stanton looks at your team and says, not ready to win right now. 319-366-1600. I don't buy it.
I disagree with him, and I don't buy that as a reason why he said no to the St. Louis Cardinals. I look at Giancarlo Stanton, and I look at him as kind of the superstar that wants to be the superstar. Very similar, and I'm not comparing the two as far as performance is concerned, but very similar to what Matt Harvey wanted to be in New York. He wants to be the guy in a big market. And the four teams that he put on his list of teams that he wanted to be traded for, not only were all of them in the LCS last year, it was the four LCS teams, but they're all big market teams. So when he says no to St. Louis and when he says no to the Giants, I see that as more of a reason. Maybe the Giants, it's questionable as to whether they're going to rebound from what was a terrible season last year, mostly because of the injuries that they sustained. The Cardinals, if they add a piece like Stanton and he stays healthy, they're a contender once again in the NL Central battling with the Cubs. But yeah, I don't, like you said, I don't buy that as a reason. I think it's more of the he wanted to end up in the big market, and that's where he's going to spend the next 9 to 10 years of his career.
Does this not touch off some sort of crazy North Korea nuclear escalation with Boston now? The Red Sox reportedly are open to moving Jackie Bradley Jr., their center fielder. They're trying to add a power bat. I'm not buying any of the talk that Kyle Schwarber is on the line with the Cubs and they're going to get together for a Boston-Chicago deal. Not to say that Schwarber is untouchable, even though Theo Epstein looks at him and talks about him as if they shared DNA. I mean, they love Kyle Schwarber in Chicago. They love him. But Boston's going to do something. They don't just stand idly by and watch the Yankees make a move like this and then say, well, our big offseason acquisition was addressing the bullpen or going out and getting a platoon outfielder. No, the Boston's going to have to do something here. I was completely awestruck by how quickly that went down. It was like, went to bed Friday night with, it appears the Yankees out of nowhere are in the Giancarlo Stanton talks. And then the next thing you know, I wake up Saturday morning and I've got my son on the couch and we're tuning into the MLB network and we're getting the details as they emerge on this trade. I don't know how baseball let this ownership group get a hold of the Marlins in the first place. And I also don't know what you do if you are a Marlins fan, because this is now like the third or fourth time in this franchise's existence, and they've only been around since 1993. But this is the third or fourth time where they've completely gone into a total teardown and rebuild. And unlike what you saw with the Cubs and the Astros the last 2 years, they don't have a great farm system. There's no great hope or plan in place to rise from the ashes. And you take a look at some of the things that Giancarlo Stanton said about this team, a chaotic circus, no plan. Now, part of that, he's talking about the former ownership group, but it doesn't really look like the current ownership group really knows what it's doing either. Derek Jeter's gotten a ton of flack over this deal because Stanton called their bluff and they showed their hand by trading D. Gordon to the Mariners last week while the Stanton talks are still going on. So he had all of the power in this. That's why he was able to go back to them and say, there are four teams that I'll go to. And there are people that are upset at Stanton for exercising his no-trade clause and think that it's not a good thing that Giancarlo Stanton was able to step in and block a trade to the Cardinals or the Giants or to any other team. Look, that's what Marvin Miller fought for. And Marvin Miller got 7 votes in the same voting that put Alan Trammell and Jack Morris into the Hall of Fame. And I think it's long overdue. If you don't know much about Marvin Miller and his role in baseball and labor history, look him up, Google him. He's no longer living. But Marvin Miller deserves a place in the Hall of Fame, because if it wasn't for Marvin Miller, Giancarlo Stanton would be a Marlin for life. Or he could just not play baseball. He'll go hold out and not play, but they'd have his rights forever until they felt like he was of no use to them anymore. Marvin Miller helped usher in the era of free agency, guys like Andy Messerschmidt, and open doors for players like Reggie Jackson to go get big dollars. That's what this kind of reminds me of in hindsight, is when Reggie Jackson went and cooled his heels in Baltimore for a year and then signed that huge deal with the Yankees prior to the 77-78 season, and George Steinbrenner opened the pocketbook, and there are a lot of similarities there. You go into New York, Stanton is going to be the straw that stirs the drink. Now, there can only be one of those. Reggie Jackson. I think, would take definite umbrage to that. And I don't necessarily think there's a Thurman Munson in that clubhouse that's going to resent having Giancarlo Stanton there. But it's hard not to look at the Yankees right now and think of that lineup with Judge and Stanton batting back-to-back somehow, and Didi Gregorius, who had a really quiet big year for them once he returned to action. He was out at the beginning of spring training and the start of the season. But Aaron Boone suddenly, and Colin Cowherd tweeted this over the weekend, Aaron Boone is suddenly a better manager. Aaron Boone, first-year manager, how do you screw this up?
It's very difficult.
It's almost like they're setting him up for failure by setting him up to succeed, because if they stub their toe with that lineup, there's going to be a ton of heat coming down on the manager. Now, they've still got some issues with the rotation, but you got to remember, guys like Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge are so young and cheap that even taking on the Stanton contract, they've still got money to go out and spend on a starting pitcher.
I look at it this way. I know that 5 or 10 years ago, there was a little bit of a change right after the steroid era finished up. The pitchers really dominated they dominated Major League Baseball. And I didn't see much of an end in sight. And then all of a sudden, these sabermetrics and the strikeout was devalued as far as hitting. And they taught these big-time power hitters the elite swing, the launch angle swing. And we had more home runs this season, or this past season, than any other season in baseball. And I saw two guys who are generational power hitters, and they were both on display last year at the All-Star Game in the Home Run Derby, and Aaron Judge stepped to the forefront as just this guy that you want in the game of baseball. There was a question as to, where are the athletes going? Are they going to play football and basketball, or are they going to play baseball? And for a while, the answer was football and basketball, but you see guys like Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton back in baseball, and you say, those are the types of guys you want. And now they're both on the same team. And like you said, Todd, does baseball benefit from the Yankees being really good?
I do. And I'm glad that you brought this up, because I shared this thought on Twitter and I got a little bit more blowback than I was expecting on it. I think this is self-explanatory. Baseball is better when the Yankees are good, because whether or not you're necessarily a huge fan, there's just something, and it's hard to put your finger on, but the casual fan will be drawn in by the Yankees being good. And it's not necessarily the attention that ESPN and the national writers and talking heads pay attention to the Yankees when they're good, because they get that type of attention even when they're not good. But the closest parallel, and somebody put it in my timeline on Twitter over the weekend, and I think it's exactly Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is good for golf because Tiger Woods gets a schlub like me who could not care less about golf. I think it's boring. Having a conversation about it, I want to bang my head against the wall until my ears bleed. But if Tiger is coming back for the ninth time, there's just something you think back to him and go, man, he was really good. He dominated the game. Every sport needs a villain. And whether or not you realize it or not, Tiger Woods is the closest thing to a villain that golf had. Why? Because for the longest time, you couldn't beat him. He was unbeatable. And I don't think he's ever going to be a sympathetic figure. But Zach Johnson doesn't draw in the casual sports fan. Ernie Els. This is how little I know about golf. I'm throwing out names of guys that haven't necessarily been relevant in the last 5 years, but is Mark Calcavecchia still on the tour? I'm being facetious here, but you mentioned Tiger Woods and people's ears perk up. You mentioned the Yankees. You mentioned, look, I know it's going to be a long time, but the NBA is better when the Lakers are great, the Knicks are great, and I know that may never happen again in our lifetime. The organization is in such a shambles there, but when the Lakers are good, when the Knicks are good, that's good for basketball. When the Dallas Cowboys are good, that's good for the NFL. Those franchises all fill that sort of villain role, but they also have huge fan bases. You either love them or you hate them, but they're a lightning rod, and that's what the Yankees are. And so I think it's good for baseball when the Yankees have this sort of evil empire mentality.
And I want to go back to the Tiger Woods parallel, because the other draw to Tiger Woods, yes, he was unbeatable, but he had a bigger stature than anybody on tour. He drove the ball farther, he was bigger, he was stronger.
He didn't look like a golfer.
Didn't look like a golfer. And that drew in the casual fan, and now the Yankees not only are going to be good, but they have two of those types of guys, like a Tiger Woods was to golf, who they don't look like baseball players. And I go back to a tweet that I mentioned earlier. If the Yankees should have a happy hour during batting practice that allows people to come into the stadium at discounted beer prices and watch batting practice with those two, because I guarantee you that would draw thousands and thousands, if not a full stadium, night in and night out, to watch Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton take batting practice.
Is Giancarlo Stanton going to the New York Yankees a good thing for baseball? 319-366-1600. It's 5:52. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you. Plenty more to come, including our number three, but congratulations going out to Matt in Central City. He's off to see MMA later this month at the U.S. Cellular Center. Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. Back with more after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This isn't a plug for Honda generators. It's actually a lot of plugs. Honda generators offer quiet, reliable, and efficient power to energize your next tailgate party, for your home during an electrical outage, to power your tools on the job site, and take on your next camping trip. These gasoline power generators have easy starting and dependable Honda engines. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
H-E-L-P. Help. It's not a four-letter word. It's something to be proud of. After all, everyone needs support now and then. That's why the Iowa Department of Public Health created YourLifeIowa.org, so you have access to information and treatment for alcohol, drug and gambling problems, suicidal thoughts, and more. From experts dedicated to the health of all Iowans. We're your everyday life support. Visit YourLifeIowa.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
5:54, Hawkeyes on Twitter is adamant that Giancarlo Stanton, baseball is not better when Giancarlo Stanton and the Yankees are good. Okay, that's fine. I think it is. I think it carves out a little bit more space for baseball against the NBA, against the NFL, against all of the other sports that are going on when it's Giancarlo Stanton hitting home runs for the Yankees as opposed to the Marlins. I think
to give a
when the Yankees are good, that's good for baseball.
Because it gives people another reason to watch. People that love the Yankees will watch. When the Yankees are bad, people that hate the Yankees don't watch. But when the Yankees are good, people that hate the Yankees will watch. And that's, in this day and age, the clicks, the people that watch you because they like you are just as important to the ratings as people that watch you because they hate you.
Meanwhile, the Cubs got Brandon Morrow and the Cardinals got Luke Gregerson. Ooh. And fire up the hot stove. 5:55, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named the Lott Impact Trophy Award winner yesterday, which goes to the nation's best defensive impact player. Today, both he and cornerback Josh Jackson were named first-team All-Americans by the Associated Press and the Football Writers Association. You take those and combine them with their selections from the Walter Camp Foundation, and both Jackson and Jewell are consensus All-Americans. Hawkeye safety Brandon Snyder was arrested over the weekend and faces a charge for driving under the influence. That happened early Sunday morning, and Coach Kirk Ferentz says the team is aware of the incident, though no discipline has been announced yet. Iowa basketball snapped its four-game losing streak yesterday against Southern University, 91-60. Luka Garza had a strong game off the bench, leading the team with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Isaiah Moss and Jack Nungy also hit double digits, but maybe the most notable performance was the debut of freshman Connor McCaffrey, who chipped in 5 points, 4 assists with only 1 turnover and 3 rebounds. On the other end of the spectrum, Iowa State moved its winning streak to 7 straight with a win over Alcorn State yesterday, 78-58. Donovan Jackson led with 25, Lindo Wigginton had 16, and Cameron Lard had 15 points and 11 rebounds. Tonight after our show, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And when that wraps up, we'll join the Patriots and Dolphins on Monday Night Football. We're also going to have Washington, Iowa traveling to Iowa City Liberty for boys basketball beginning at 7:30 on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Or Washington, depending on what state, what part of the state of Iowa you grew up in.
Or if you're from Missouri, that's another. Yeah.
Southern.
They say it there.
You know the old joke about the counties on the southern border of Iowa? You could give them to the state of Missouri and the IQ of both states would go up. Huh. I dispute that. I don't necessarily know if that's a fact or not. But as we mentioned earlier, the Washington Demons. Boy, that didn't sit well. Well, you thought Alex was upset about the Giancarlo Stanton news, not going to the Cardinals. He didn't want to go there because they weren't built to win right now. See, I disagree vehemently with that. I think the Cardinals are close to getting back into the postseason, and then if you get there, you got a chance. And I think he could have been a huge difference. And look what the Yankees gave up. All they needed to do was pay for Stanton. The Cardinals, any other team could have done that. He had the no-trade clause. We may continue to talk baseball. We may talk pinstripe. Oh, who am I kidding? No one wants to talk about the Pinstripe Bowl. Back after this.